But that shift of energy of every time I think about or say, how much love can I broadcast out today? I feel this Kundalini rush, you know, going up my spine. And that's where we want to be, you know, is in that energy, in that love energy. Did you look at that any in the past week, the how much love can I broadcast out today?
Not consciously, but I think it's kind of a natural, especially at church. You know, it's just like the faucet's open wide, almost like a fire hose. And because, you know, it's coming back at me too. But I think, you know, I think that's what's behind the card making and the, you know, the things I create.
How was church this week? Were you able to protect your own energy so that you didn't feel so drained after church?
Well, it's funny. The talk was, it took the most work of any in this series that I've done. 'Cause she kept repeating herself and it's very arcane language. So I really put a lot of time into it, and I was working on it up until the last minute, so I didn't really have the the presence of mind to do, or the time to do the to do that. And when I got home, I was really tired, and I must have slept for an hour and a half. But today I don't feel that way. You know, usually on Mondays I'm completely wiped out. Maybe it's because the dogs are gone, I don't know, but it's been a lovely energy day.
Oh, great.
So I'm counting that as a win.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we're going to take that as a win. Okay, so in the next 12 weeks, what would you like to see for yourself? Where would you like to be from here?
Wow, that's a good question. You know, I have made so much progress in the last 12 weeks. I submitted a whole bunch of dog invoices last week over a couple of days, and I have enough money in to pay off my credit card, and it's been running a balance since the tax thing hit, to pay for you completely rather than parceling it out. Put a little in my savings account. I have been feeling less stressed and visible progress around the house. It's been pretty good.
Yeah.
So I'd like to just keep on. You know, it's like I think there, you know, there may be enough money to figure out what shelving I want to get.
Okay.
Oh, look at that little face.
We went out and sat on the dock for just a minute. I expect him to pass out here at any moment. All that fresh air, you know? Yes, I do. I expect you to pass out.
Are you having horrible heat?
It's pretty warm out there. I almost didn't go. It was like, it's 70 something, 77, I think, but it's also in the sun. So yeah. We were only out there a short time. But I told him we, because the groomer is going way too close right here.
Oh.
He needs a hat. If we're going to be out in the sun, he's going to need a hat, or that his nose is going to burn.
Mm-hmm.
So I stuck one in my shopping cart at Amazon so I won't forget. I don't know if we'll get that one or not. But yeah, it's been pretty warm. What about where you guys are?
It's in the high 90s yesterday and today, which
oh,
is
wow.
Very, you know, especially this early. It's going to be back down to the mid 70s in a couple of days, thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm staying in the air conditioning.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. That sounds a really good idea. Well, let's see. We want to continue to build on your momentum on and creating that solid foundation of peace and joy, that sense of well-being. I'm gonna write that down too. There's so much light, coming in to the planet that the more we can be working at elevating and stabilizing our own energy. You may have felt in the last couple of months, or and especially the last week or two, there may be parts of your body that are uncomfortable or hurting that weren't before. Have you had any of that?
Not that I, well, I mean my fingers will periodically if I forget to put my stuff on them, but nothing in particular new.
Okay, good, good. But if you do, if you need medical attention, be sure to get it. But to also look at, okay, is my body taking in energy and I'm working to acclimate to it, to align with it. I've been having a lot of it lately, and which is kind of weird because I've been working on it. I do it every day. I work, throughout the day at achieving and sustaining that level of energy, and it'll change. It'll feel like, okay, I'm not getting there, but I've become accustomed to it, so I'm having to work more to go higher. So I'd really like to support you to anchor more of your tools to implement as your new normal. Like, you're going to go out of the house, so you take 30 seconds and you surround yourself with whatever shield of protection you need to deflect negativity. Even, getting up in the morning, because you interact with, other people throughout the day, whether it's through email or phone calls, being able to deflect any kind of negativity would just be ideal.
Well,
I was listening.
I do it at night before I go to bed. But I suppose it certainly wouldn't hurt to do it again in the morning. I kind of ask the angels for that blessing for the next day.
Okay. But maybe getting it a little bit more solid in the morning. I was listening to Na Nancy Rebecca was talking about binary codes the other day, and she was saying, the codes that, the internet all runs off of, it's the zeros and the
And ones.
ones. And I think it was the zeros that are the higher vibration energy in the human body, because the human body is made up of the zeros and the ones. I didn't realize that. But she was saying that when we take in negativity from an outside source, if we're in a higher vibration and we're in the zeros, that the zeros start to collapse to the one, and then we become in despair. I'm thinking I'm getting that right. It wasn't the other way around. And then then she was talking about staying in the state of love, because then we deflect whatever negativity is coming to us, so our zeros stay in zeros and they don't go back to the one. It's allowing the behavior or attitude of others, or something that we've taken in, to interfere with how we feel. You can see it on children's faces when things like that happen. I'm sure, if we could see our own face, you could probably see it on our own face. Last night, Jesse's dad is there. They closed her house today. She sent me a picture of her and Amanda holding the key, the big key, And but last night, Landon called me, which I was really surprised, because her dad and her grandmother are there. But evidently no one was paying attention to Landon, so he called me, which was fine. So we're doing our drawings, and these drawings that we do, they make a video. So then you push a button and it shows you how you made the drawing through the video. So, and then somebody who was invisible was judging the drawings. Not sure who that was. But Jesse's dad stuck his head in while Landon was showing me his video, and I said hi, how he said hi, and I said hi, how you doing? You know, and so he snatches up the phone, took it from Landon, starts telling me about his life, and I was like, Stan, Landon was showing me his video. This is part of our engagement, and you just took the phone away from him. Give it back. And he gave the phone back to Landon, and his little face was crushed because he took the, we were engaging in something that was really important for him, you know,
Landon's face was crushed.
yeah,
Oh.
because Stan took the phone away. And he got really upset with me because I accidentally deleted one of my drawings. But he, and I thought, okay, that tells me how much he's feeling invisible. Because he doesn't matter. And Jesse's dad antagonizes him. And yeah, he
On
does.
purpose?
I don't think he does it from a malicious standpoint. I think that's who he is, but it is not okay.
Yeah.
It is not okay. And Amanda doesn't like it really bad. And Jesse doesn't like it either. But for whatever reason, Jesse doesn't put a halt to it. But anyway, I did last night. I said, give him back the phone. And he did. And then we continued on with what we were doing. But if we could see our own face, when these things come in, we would know immediately, wow, okay, this energy in me has shifted. So being able to recognize that right away instead of 2 or 3 hours later or 2 or 3 days later.
In real time.
And but if we can put the protection in place prior, then we don't have to deal with that. But it has to become a habit. It has to become our
Yes.
normal way of doing things. And I think that, you know, we get busy and then next thing you know, just like, you know, working on your talk for Sunday, and right up until the moment that you had to walk out the door, and then you didn't feel like you had the time to just put the shields around and hold that love for yourself, which would then protect you from any kind of drainage. So do you have a way of doing that for yourself that feels good and works for you?
I'm sure it could be better, but yeah, your diamond steel force field shield, when I remember it, just one of many things that I don't always remember.
You know, you make these beautiful cards. What if you did a really beautiful card with a diamond on it? A diamond shield or angels who are protecting a picture of you, and you put it on the garage door before you, because your a garage is attached, right? So before you walk out to the car, you
Oh, I like
see.
that idea.
Yeah, and you can move it around, and you can change the border around it so that, you know, how after it's been there for 2 or 3 days, we don't see it anymore.
Yeah, that's the thing.
So changing it up a little bit, you know, every week or so, even if it's just moving it, you know, from one side of the door to the other. Landon's takes all his pictures that he colors, and he's taped them all over Jesse's kitchen, all the cabinets and stuff. I told her I'm going to send him more tape because Landon, you can't do that anymore because we ran out of tape. I'm going to send him more tape. But when you have something that brings you joy, and maybe, you know, maybe when you first put it up there, move into the energy right there, right then, so that you feel it. And then when you see it, you know, like I say, moving it around help to reestablish those feelings within you before you step out the door. And, you know, taking the angels with you as you drive, you know, they're sitting in the passenger seat, they're flying with you know, that keeping you safe, you know, that's always really good too. I try to remember. I'm like, you know, I'm like you. I next thing I know, I'm back home, and I forgot to ask them to go with me. You know, I'll never forget the first time that I guess I was driving Fred's truck to pick him up at the airport because he had his golf clubs. I know they would have fit. Maybe I don't know, maybe they whatever car I had, it must not have fit. But anyway, I could see in my mind's eye my dad sitting there beside me. And I said, Fred says I don't drive his truck very much. It's probably going to scare you. And he said, nothing much scares me anymore. You know, he's in spirit. And I was like, oh yeah, okay. But you know, just taking in what they say is always entertaining. But maybe that could start establishing that pattern for you
Yeah.
to do that. So is what is weigh is there anything that is weighing on you? And if so, what is it right now?
Well, certainly, I mean, there's a lot to do, but I am just feeling a whole lot more hopeful about it than, and some of it is the sunshine. You know, I do better when there's more sunshine. I don't do well in the heat, but you know, the light makes a huge difference. I'm a little concerned. I've got to get more blood tests next week and see how my blood sugar levels are. And but I'm not, you know, I'm not really worried about it. My bottom line has been I don't want to go on medication, and I haven't had to, but we'll see how I'm doing. I know that getting more exercise would make a huge difference. And I have started to do arm workouts. I want to be able to wear short sleeves in the summer, and my arms are at the point where if I don't work out, then I don't feel comfortable with my short sleeves. So it's like, okay, I will be doing that. I'll get excited.
Okay. Yeah, I get that. I totally get that. Well,
So I
okay,
just
so
need to get some more cardio in, you know?
when are you do you do chair yoga?
Not, no.
I don't either, but I think I want to start. I think I want to do that. Or what about Qigong? Do you do that?
No, now I know that that's supposed to really help with balance, and my balance, I've been noticing my balance isn't quite as good as it was, and
I'm sure,
more movement would help.
yeah, I'm sure that there are, probably videos on YouTube, but I actually have a client and friend who's in Connecticut that is still doing, she in back when the pandemic started, all her stuff, what had anything she did had to be, by Zoom. And she still does a Qigong class on Saturdays through Zoom. If you're interested in doing something with an actual class, and she's not expensive, if that's something like that would work for you and you'd be interested in that.
I will keep it in mind. It's like one more thing. Where am I going to fit it in?
Yeah, I totally get that. I get that. But anyway, just thought I'd throw that out there.
I think Tai Chi is supposed to be the one that they keep talking about for balance. It's really, really, really good. But I think they're related.
Yeah, well, actually, I think she starts with the Qigong and then it's Tai Chi. Then she does Tai
Okay.
Chi. The Qigong goes into the Tai Chi.
And she's actually the teacher?
Yeah, she's a 6-degree black belt. She also teaches karate. She's the one that breaks the boards with that are on fire. That's her. She's a really sweet lady. And she with the I think didn't I tell you that with the Qigong that she doesn't have the wrinkles on her face? Like she Yeah. She swears it's because of the Qigong, because you are in the Tai Chi, because you do this. So you're putting all that love energy back into your face. I don't know how true that is, but sounds logical to me. Works for me.
Hey, it works for her.
and it works for her. But she teaches a lot of classes too. So, she's doing the classes at her shop, But she's also going to some rec centers and doing them there too with
Oh, wonderful.
folks, older folks that are there. So I was thinking, when is your blood work? When are you going to do the blood work for your blood sugar levels?
Let's see. Is it this month? I thought it was July. Maybe it's early August. Oh no, it's July 10th, so I've got to get it early that week.
Okay, so
So
that's a
about a
month
month.
away.
About a
That's 4
month, yeah.
weeks. Okay, so I am going to ask you first, have you, it was you that we were talking about doing the meditations and clearing your chakras, your energy centers, and infusing them with love, right?
Yeah.
Have you been doing that? Mm-hmm.
Now, when I remember, I do the golden hand, but I haven't. You said you, I thought you said you had a short chakra meditation, but the only one I remember was like 12 minutes long.
Yeah, I don't have one any shorter than that for
Okay.
the chakras. There's one, I think it's 18 minutes that is based on Joe Dispenza's infusing the energy centers with love. I want to update that a little bit more with, because when I'm listening to it, I'll start hearing other stuff. So I want to I'd like to update that, but in at right now it's 18 minutes and it's actually infusing the each energy center, including splitting up the one in the head with the pituitary and the pineal gland. So it's each, it's not together. But I love that it's infusing those.
This
Do you need a
is the vet. Let me get it.
okay
Call
okay
from me. Hello. I'm sorry, that was the actual doctor, and if I don't pick up when she's there, it's just going to be messages. So,
It's fine. That's fine. Are they okay?
yeah, Mary has a heart murmur, and this new. So
Oh.
it's grade one, but she wants to have a baseline echocardiogram to just kind of, for a baseline to know. And so we were talking about she has a mobile cardiologist that comes into the clinic and does it while she's there, and she really likes that. But there's a specialty clinic that they go to for their internal medicine that could do it, or they could do it with her and then transfer. So our last dog had a grade one heart murmur and it never progressed. So it's pretty common that they stay at grade one and two for a long time.
What does that, how did they get that? Do you know? A heart
No, I
murmur.
don't have
It
any
just
idea
happens.
how they get heart murmurs.
Yeah, God, so much that goes on with their little bodies.
But her teeth get plaque really fast. It's only been a month, and I know for people that doesn't help your heart. So I've got to do better on her dental care.
Fluff Muffin here is going to have to get his teeth cleaned in the next couple of months, too.
They go in every 6 months.
Oh, wow. Well, let's see. Magic hasn't had his cleaned since December of 22. So it's been a bit. And I've noticed that with this food he's on now, it seems to have gotten worse more quickly. I'm starting to see it, but maybe I'm just starting to see it more. And his breath is not good. So I need to get that handled sooner rather than later. But I mentioned it to the groomer and she said that she really hadn't noticed that his breath had gotten worse. However, I'm with him every day and now he's been on this food for a couple of weeks and well, a month probably or better, maybe a couple months. I don't know, but I mean he inhales it. He doesn't even chew it. So well, maybe that's why. Maybe that's why. But I do give him the carrots and he chews carrots. So anyway, well, sorry, I turned that about magic. So what are they going to do? Is she just going to get the baseline and then she'll just monitor? Okay,
And
awesome.
if it progresses, then we'll start seeing the cardiologist. But
Okay.
Our last dog, we'd take her in every 6 months to the cardiologist, she passed away from cancer before it progressed. But she was 14. Of course, these guys are turning 12 next month, so
My goodness.
yeah, I can't believe it.
Oh, yeah. The magic will be 10 this year.
A puppy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how old the other one was when I lost him. But
He was 10.
he was only 10.
That's young,
That
especially
is
for such a
young.
dog.
Yeah. Well, look at the stress he was in. He kept
Yeah.
trying to take all my pain. Speaking of that, though, let's go back to the chakras. When the meditation that is 18 minutes long is infusing the chakra centers with love, and it even goes into the detail of that love going through the cells, the organs, the systems of the body, and with that intention of that happening. And then, as there's time to infuse, not only infuse the love, but also to try to visualize that. And you can get pictures on the internet of what the inside of the body looks like. So it's more than just clearing the chakras. It's cleansing the body of the past and everything that we've buried in, from the root chakra, which, is about money and our foundation. So, that feeling of not being good enough. So infusing the love there, none of that negativity can live in the love. You can be in one or the other. So the more you do that, the more you're cleansing that space in the body and those systems of the body and the organs of the body. And, then you're moving up to the next energy center and the next one. And then when you get to the heart, oh my gosh. I don't like the word say if you're doing it right, but if you're fully immersing into the energy, by the time you get to the heart, I mean, your body's like, yes,
Vibrating.
I like this, and then moving up to the throat chakra and being able to speak your truth and be who you are, which, you went from having to keep yourself safe in your first marriage to then coming into your empowerment. You went into the military and you met Michael, and you've stepped into your own power, but there's been so much pain along the way that when you're infusing these energy centers with all this love energy, then you're not having to go back to each experience and heal them by themselves. So I'm wondering if you were able to really infuse yourself into that whole love, and the thing is that once you've gotten it down on the steps of doing it, you don't have to listen to the meditation to make it happen. You can listen to any kind of meditation music or music that holds that space for you, and cut it down to time if you the time down if you want to. But I'm wondering if you were able to do that. If you could do it every day, it would be ideal. But several times, 4 days out of seven, if you could do that, what your blood work would be by the time you go in the 1st of July. I mean, that's only 4 weeks away.
Ooh,
So
that's where. That's where.
it's only 4 weeks away. I mean, that just crunched that time right down. But the body has to heal
Yeah.
with all that love. It can't do anything else. It certainly can't get sicker. And the feelings that I've been having in my body, I've been sitting and breathing into that, and okay, they're like, oh my God, I got a chigger bite like right there. And
Oh,
it's a
man.
knot. It's an it must have been because my bra was rubbing right there. And it hurts and it itches like crazy. And of course, and it swelled, and I must have allergic reaction to it, because and sometimes I get that. from the sugar bites, but infusing love to that area and using, like calendula cream and or a salve and what else? Oh, I use coconut oil on it and getting some relief from that. But I'm not doing it enough because the swelling hasn't gone down yet. But infusing the love into that space, into those feelings, it changes things. It changes things because the body starts to react. So if you were able to incorporate that, infusing the energy centers with love, even if you didn't have time to sit and do the meditation, to just get as far as you can, starting because you know where they are in your body. And it's focusing on that center, but it's also focusing on the energy around that center.
Right, because it's kind of a, it's like a flat ring,
Yeah.
right?
But it, it broadcasts out to your aura. So
Yeah.
being able to envision, moving into that vision of first the focus in the center of the body, and then moving that focus out. And then the meditation itself, it goes into, you're wanting to for full healing, the way Joe Dispenza does it with his folks and his teachings, he clears out, he gets you into understanding the energy of the body, which we do. We're already there. But clearing out as much of the negative energy as possible in doing the meditations where you're infusing the body with love. And then the actual healing part he does is he pulls that love up from the root chakra around the perineum. He pulls that energy up through the spinal cord, that fluid that goes through the spinal cord. And when it hits the brain, it jumbles up the telomeres that are up there. And that's what takes the healing over the hump. And you can feel that when you do it right. And it's, you do it through the breath, through the breath, and focus of that energy. But when you've been infusing each energy center with love, you're already familiar with how that energy moves in your body. So with that in mind, we talked about that before, and I think didn't the angels talk about that in your reading too, about clearing, working on your chakras?
Seems like that sounds familiar, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, I was pretty sure that that was you. But that's where the healing is.
Yeah.
Infusing the body with all that love, it's going to heal. And it rewrites neural pathways of belief. So you're not having to go back and address each item because you can't be in love and the anxiety at the same time. So once you've done your meditation and you're coming back and you're bringing all that love with you, then if you think about that some experience from the past that 2 days ago was painful, you think about it today and there's no emotional charge there. It was just an experience because you've transformed those and healed those feelings and emotions that were painful. So, do you think that that's something that you could fit into your day?
I will give it a try. That's certainly a big motivation to see
Yeah.
if I can, yeah, get my blood work in good shape within a month.
Well, and the thing is that healing can be spontaneous. Just like last week, oh man, my leg went to sleep. Last week when Jesus asked me how much love could I broadcast out, I felt a tremendous shift. I mean, Gil, it was so profound. It was like leaving one dimension and going to another.
Wow.
And of course, then, with the whole grief thing, then I was like, so that could have had something to do with it. Could have had something to do with it. But that's empowerment. So the more you're holding that love energy, and you hold love energy anyway, but you've also got all this pain from the past, and you can't take that into your future. There was a every morning before I get up, I'm feeling the vibration of the earth, and it's in that movement, that wave of brain activity between, you're sleeping and you're awake. It's in between there. I don't remember what it's called. Anyway, that's when I'm working at identifying the love energy. I start the music. I always start the music because that helps me to get, and all it is music. There's no words to it. And so I asked my, I was doing in my head, the journal page, claiming the perfect day, claiming my life as it is, and just moving into that energy. And then when I got to infusing my day with love, I asked my angels and guides to come in, and Jesus and Archangel Michael came, and we were infusing the day. And then a bunch more came in before we got to the life part. And I saw myself in the center of the circle, an aspect of me with a writing. I was sitting at a writing desk with a pen and a grimoire, and it was big, and it was blank. It was blank. And Jesus said, "What do you want your new life to look like? What do you want it to be? You have the pen to write what you want."
Wow.
And then he showed me this closed book, and it was large. And he said, "This is your past, and you don't need it anymore." And he threw it into a fire. And I went, "Oh, that's my life. You threw my life into a fire." And he's, "You don't need it anymore. You can't take it with you into a new life." So those things that were still are still painful from your past, they have to go into
Well,
that closed
I'm
book.
taking Michael with me.
Oh, but he wasn't painful. He's not
Oh, okay.
painful. He's not painful. Oh, no. No, the good stuff still goes.
Okay.
That the
Okay.
feeling of being loved from wherever we got that, even if it's somebody that's passed,
Yeah.
like the feelings like I have from my grandma, even from Hal. And what was weird was my friend Sherry, when we were messaging back and forth, she said she told me that Hal loved me. And I thought that I thought, wow, I didn't know that he was talking to her about that. But anyway, okay. So that was good. Taking the love with you is different than taking
Taking the
the
pain.
past that was painful. So that's what he was helping me to disconnect from.
That's a very powerful medicine.
Yeah, I'm in this meditation thing, and I went, oh, I gasped. Magic stood up on the bed because he didn't know what was going on. I was like, just... so he doesn't care. But it was there's a shift of energy when that happens, and then you have that. In the background, instead of having anxiety running around, it's hope and possibility. It's limitlessness. I was listening to Pam Gregory doing an interview with this guy named David. I can't remember his last name. David Clemens, I think. I was listening to that today. And they were talking about that separation of being in the love vibration versus not. And that the light's gonna win. Will it be in our lifetime? Well, that's up to us. That's always up to us. But being able to change within ourselves, no matter what's going on around us, it's a whole different state of being than following the leader in the crowd, and whoever is talking
Yelling
and
the
what they're
loudest.
saying. Yeah. So it's time to use our power, to claim it, to use it, and infusing the energy centers with that love energy brings that love energy back with you because you're vibrating at a whole different level than you were when you started. And then you start to feel that the only thing I can compare it to is a kundalini-like rush that goes through your body. And you find that you're more in the moment. You know, I think I told you last Tuesday about taking Magic to the groomer, you know, pulling up to the shop, and Magic's just, he's losing his mind because he knows where he is and he's so excited. And Kayla's little boy being out there, and I can remember all those little pieces and parts because I was in the moment. I don't remember driving there, but I remember all the little pieces and parts. Because when I pulled up, it ran through my mind of how much love can I broadcast out today, and it pulled me right back into this moment. And when we're in this moment, in that love energy, there is nothing else. And we're manifesting through our body, through our feelings. So becoming even more aware. Becoming even more aware, he just threw his head over on the desk.
He's crashed.
Becoming even more aware of where your energy is throughout the day. And let's see, 12 weeks. What is that? Three, six, nine, 90 days. Even if you only improve that 1% every day, you know, in 90 days, your whole room in there will be exactly the way you want it. Of course it can. At
Yeah,
least you
I
feel
haven't let
it.
myself believe that.
But you can definitely feel the energy of what that would be. And the more you sit in just that energy, then the layout, the organization just starts, that starts to take root and take shape in your mind. And then the right shelving comes, it comes available, whatever it is. The right layout, the right organization, the right materials to make it all happen. They manifest. This guy that Pam was talking to, so weird. He was talking about the people who can actually manifest into their hand what they're thinking of. I did a meditation. I don't know what it even was. It wasn't a meditation, it was some kind of thing. This friend of mine from California, I met her on the internet, and she said, "I'm coming to see you." Okay. So she comes. She was awesome, by the way. We went to see, went to a, she was coming to Colorado. She wanted a place to stay because she was going to Denver to, God, I can't remember what this gal's name was. She wrote The Eagle and the Condor. And she was Joe, her name's Joe something. Anyway. She was having this event at her house, and Michelle wanted to go to it. And I said, "Yeah, I'll go too." So she came. And then there was a friend of hers that worked for this gal that she came to our house, and we were doing this thing. I can't even describe it. But anyway, you go into like this visioning meditation thing. And for the gal that came, hers was really painful and awful for her. She got, well, it doesn't matter. But what I saw was Jesus walked in and he said, "What do you want?" And you know, your brain goes blank. I don't know. And He said, hold out your hand. So I held out my hand and he goes, what do you want that will fit in your hand? And so I thought, duh. I love Beautiful Lotion by L'Oreal. I think it's by L'Oreal. And so I thought of that and just the thought, boom, it was right there in my hand. I mean, it wasn't like physically, but in the whole meditation thing, it was right there. And I was like, oh my gosh. He said, you can do that if you want. Just like he made fed the people with the loaves and the fishes, and he turned water to wine, and he healed people, and the things that he did, because there were no limits on what he could do. But we
And he
limit
said
ourselves.
we could do what he does and more.
Exactly. And the other thing David and Pam were talking about was being able to project yourself to another place and watch what's happening.
Astral projection.
Astral projection. I have a friend who used to she would check on her kids and see what they were up to. 'Cause they were little. But
Boy, but
they
that
were
spooked them.
Yeah, they were old that they could stay by themselves, but they weren't real little. Yeah, so there was no way they could get away with anything because she could see what they were doing. But we can do all of that. We just have to let ourselves do it.
We have to let ourselves believe we can do it.
Yeah. And when you reach that state, that's that full transition from the duality of the physical world and being in bliss in that higher vibration. One of the things that I thought was really interesting that David said was that there's a line between being in the duality of your beliefs and your visioning and your energy and being fully over into the bliss, the higher vibration of the love energy, fully connected with the higher consciousness, the super conscious, that higher self. And because in the duality part, you see the scenarios of both things happening of what, say you're trying to manifest something. Say you want a new car. So you can see yourself, the car is here, you have it, and you then you also see that you don't get the car. So you can see both things happening. And that's, I guess, depending on if you're feeling a lack or loss, then that's got a fear in it, energy involved in it. But when you're in the higher vibration of love, all the car is there. There's no question whatsoever that the car is going to manifest. And that's where we want to be. And that's where this spiritual awakening that's sweeping through the planet that nobody's going to get to opt out of. The more we're working towards that, the easier it's going to just, it'll just be easier. And our bodies won't have to struggle. So you're setting yourself up for this beautiful foundation of being able to be in that higher vibration. No matter what's going on around you, and you know, going into, oh God, I can just see you walking into the church and your light just, you know, and supporting. I mean, that kind of light attracts other people that are wanting to be right there because they're wanting part of that. And supports them to then do that themselves. Anyway, so if you can do your best to clear out the chakras, and you know, even when you're doing the golden hand, envisioning that golden hand bringing in love and feel that love in your heart, even if that's all you do. But you, I did send you the link for it, right? Those other two meditations, or did I
Pretty
put
sure
them
you
on the page?
did.
Yeah, I think I put them on the web page. Okay, so did anything else come up for you, or something that you want to go over?
Oh, I'm kind of distracted right now because I need to go pick up the dogs when we're done.
Okay.
But I'm gonna start visualizing it.
Awesome. And feeling that energy. Feel the energy. And then you'll be able to figure out what helps you to tip over, to get there and to be in that vibration. What gets you there the quickest? And then we go with that. Okay, well, I'll let you go so you can go pick them up. And I'll get this online and I'll take out my stuff from the beginning of what we were talking about. You won't want that for your
Oh,
records.
okay.
So I'll take that out and I'll edit out when you're on the phone too,
Okay,
so that you don't
thank
have to
you.
listen to blank space. And don't ever, I couldn't hear the phone ringing, so I didn't even know it was ringing. Your microphone's doing a really good job blocking out other
So.
noise. So, okay, hon. Well, all right. Well, good luck with picking up the dogs.
Thank
Sending you
you.
lots of love. And thank you so much for doing another 12 weeks with me. I'm really excited at supporting you and seeing where you are in 12 weeks.
Yeah, pretty
Yeah.
exciting. I'll
Very
see you
exciting.
Wednesday.
Yes. I will be there Wednesday. I will. Okay.
Okay.
Have a lovely afternoon.
All right, take care.
Sending you lots of love. Bye-bye.
I got you. Bye-bye.